The following is a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a one-time or sustaining contribution. For further information, visit complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
When the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. Because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God.
Let all mortal flesh keep silence, and with fear and trembling stand under nothing earthly.
Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
For this evening's office, Psalm 103.
Bless the Lord, O my soul,
and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your sins, heals all your infirmities. He redeems your life from the grave and crowns you with mercy and loving kindness. He satisfies you with good things, and your youth is renewed like an the Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed.
He made his ways known to Moses
and his works to the children of Israel.
The Lord is full of compassion and mercy,
slow to anger and of great kindness.
He will not always accuse us,
nor will he keep his anger forever.
He has not dealt with us according to our sins,
nor rewarded us according to our and its blade shall know it no more. But the merciful goodness of the Lord endures forever on those who fear him, and his righteousness on children's children, on those who keep his covenant and remember his commandments and do them. The Lord has set his throne in heaven, and his kingship has dominion over all. Bless the Lord, you angels of his, you mighty ones who do his bidding, and hearken to the voice.
Thou, O Lord, art in the midst of us, and we are called by thy name. Leave us not, O Lord, our God.
Thanks be to God.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, thou God of truth.
I commend into thy hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
The hymn for this service is Ring Out, Wild Bells.
Ring out, wild bells, to the wild sky, the flying cloud, the frosty light. Thy year is dying in the night. Ring out, wild bells, and let it die.
by death and burial, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
The grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wilt thou not turn again and quicken us,
that thy people may rejoice in thee?
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us.
O Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come unto thee.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, who didst give to thine incarnate Son the holy name of Jesus to be the sign of our salvation, plant in every heart, we beseech thee, the love of him who is the Savior of the world, even our Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God in glory everlasting.
Amen.
having opened to him the gates of larger life, you will receive him more and more into your joyful service, that with all who have faithfully served you in the past, he may share in the eternal victory of Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Look down, O Lord, from thy heavenly throne. Illuminate the darkness of this night with thy celestial brightness, and from the sons of light banish the deeds of darkness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Two anthems will be sung this evening. The first is I Saw a Maiden, a 15th century Basque carol arranged by Edgar Hepner. I saw a maiden sitting and singing. She lulled her child, a little lordy. Lule, lule, my dear son, my seedling. Lule, lule, my dear heart, my own dear darling. This very Lord, he made all things. And this very God, the King of all kings. There was sweet music at this child's birth, and heaven filled with angels speaking much mirth. Heaven's angels sang to welcome the child, now born of a maid, all undefiled. Pray we and sing on this festal day, that peace may dwell with us always.
Sweet.
second anthem is resonant in loudness by Yaakov. Let the faithful of Zion resound with joyful praises. He has appeared as foretold by Gabriel, born of Mary. God is born of a virgin, according to divine mercy. Today, as appeared in Israel, born of the Virgin Mary, a king.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, sung by the Compline Choir at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle, Washington. For further information, visit ComplineChoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.